Joining us now in our studios is the executive director of the Rice County United Way. Elizabeth, good morning. Elizabeth Child is with us.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. Even though it's early, I'm doing good.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
thank you. It's been a few years since we've talked to you. You are new to the Rice County area, United Way. Before that, you were the executive director of the Northfield area. United Way. Things have changed a little bit since you actually things have changed quite a bit in the United Way. Tell us a little bit about that transitionary period.
Well, Jeff, you were on the board, so you know what it was like. Northfield area United Way just covered the Northfield area. And we merged with Faribault's United Way. We are actually, I think, the last United Way in Minnesota to finally go countywide. So that's the norm, is to be countywide. So now we're countywide, which is great because I would say at least a third of our agencies are countywide. I mean, if you look at Community Action Center, Healthy Community Initiative, Health Finders, they're all community, or I'm sorry, countywide. So,
Yeah, does certainly make some sense. Has it been, before you were in a part-time role, now you are in a full-time role. Imagine with the added responsibilities and the added geography to the region, it's probably a good thing.
Putting some mileage on the car, going down to Faribault a lot.
Now let's talk about, you have been in the United Way organization before with Northfield here, but you've done some other nonprofit work during the time.
When I moved here, which was over 20 years ago, one of the first things they did is recruited me for the Northfield Arts Guild Board. So I started being on boards in Northfield that long ago, and then about that same time WINGS started up, Women in Northfield Giving Support. I was one of the original members and board members for that great organization, and I just got to know the community and not just the needs but just the amazing nonprofits in this community, and really loved how they really see what's happening and address the problems, and they're just great.
Yeah, and boy, it runs pretty deep. And folks, when I was on the board of the United Way, even before I was on the board, I did some of the volunteer work with the granting process, and you get a firsthand look. I mean, there's organizations out there that a lot of people, I think, don't even know about, that are doing wonderful work and addressing needs that, maybe the rank and file, the day-to-day people of Northfield don't even realize are happening, but they are needs and they're there.
Yeah, and I think to your point, that's the strength of United Way. I mean, people know United Way, but they don't know all of the agencies in town that are our partners that are doing the good work. And so as United Way, you know, people can give to United Way and know that it's going to go to the greatest need.
And you have just gone through your grant giving process and have given away a sizable amount of money.
It's a good chunk of change.
Let's talk about that. First of all, the process. Has it changed since I was on the board and looking at some of the application processes?
Yeah, I don't think it's really changed. I wasn't here then, but Penny Hillman was in charge then. And I mean, in looking at everything, it looks like it was done the same way. So all of the applications are vetted by financial people. So they really look at people's, finances, or I shouldn't say people's, but our organizations that are applying for grants. So they're all vetted. And then teams of people who are donors from the community that know what's going on in the community get together and in committees, and they make recommendations to the board of directors about where the money should go.
And for folks out there, the whole process, an organization will ask for X amount of money, let's say $50,000, and it's up to the board to see what big a piece of the whole pie. The pie is finite with the Northfield Area United Way. You usually get a lot more asks than you're able to fulfill, but it kind of putting how to cut that piece of those pieces of pies so it all adds up is the process.
And that pie is in three areas. It's health, education, and financial stability are basic needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, the process. You know, as you mentioned, you kind of missed that whole process, but you did announce yesterday that you have given away a sizable sum of money. You know, where does that money go to, I guess?
Well, it goes to what we call our partner agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of them have been in this community for a long time. United Way has been in this community about 50 years. A lot of these organizations have been here for many, many years. And we are really a foundational funder for a lot of them. And they include the Community Action Center, which used to be just Northfield, but recently in the last year is now in Faribault as well with a new food shelf. We've got Healthy Community Initiative, which is kind of the backbone for, I don't know, maybe over a dozen programs that help children primarily, mm-hmm. but also they've got like Growing Up Healthy that does amazing things in Faribault with primarily Latino, I guess I'm supposed to say Latinx, I don't know, community. And Health Finders, which just keeps expanding and expanding to serve people who are underinsured or uninsured. So it just goes on and on. Yeah.
Are all the organizations that you give to, do they represent, I guess, all of Rice County? Are there certain organizations that may represent Northfield or Faribault or one of the other smaller towns in the area?
The bigger organizations represent all of Rice County,
mm-hmm.
and those would be some of the ones I just mentioned. But there are smaller ones as well that, like there's a smaller food shelf just in Faribault. There are some smaller organizations,
okay.
and we give grants of under $5,000 to certain organizations as well as bigger grants.
All right. The granting process, you have a finite amount of money. You have a pool of money that's fundraised all year long. Mm-hmm. Now that you've awarded those grants, it's back to probably the fundraising, and I suppose the fundraising never really stops with
United
Way.
Yep, the glass is getting empty again.
Time to fill it back up.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's going to be one of the things that are coming up during the fall. You kind of focus on kicking off that. Traditionally, you have. Yeah. Do they still do it now that it is
the... Typically fall, you can actually give all the way through next June, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, fall is our big fundraising time.
Now, what is there anything they, I guess, focused in any particular aspect of fundraising for the 2021-22 campaign?
Well, I mean, so last year it was all about, you know, the pandemic and, you know, mm-hmm. the need because of that. And, you know, now more than ever was the theme. This year, our theme is, you know, we can build back stronger. And it's not just a tagline. I mean, it's really happening. So I think that what we're trying to do is generate funds to help people now that a lot of these organizations have grown to, you know, fulfill some of these needs. Like food has just gone off the charts as far as what people need, and housing. But the nonprofits have come together. The donors have really stepped up. So now I think as we're looking forward, we might be able to look at other things like education and, mm-hmm. you know, we might be able to look in some other areas.
All right. Well, I know you've only been on the job about a few weeks or so?
Yeah, literally. I mean, I took the job a couple of weeks ago, so mm-hmm. yeah. I was interim, so I have been here for a little bit before that.
All right. Well, we won't press you too much about some of the future goals. We'll let you get in there and understand the organization and the needs and everything a little more and get reacquainted with all of that. But is there anything else you'd like to mention about the Rice County United Way?
Well, I think one of the things that people don't realize about the United Way sometimes is that, as I said before, a lot of people don't know the agencies, but what I found so amazing about the United Way is that people will just call me up and they know United Way and they'll say that I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get these phone calls every week in my office. I need help. And they don't know where to turn. And I think that's one of the strengths of United Way is that people know they can turn to United Way, but they don't know specifically where they can get help.
Mm-hmm.
And so as executive director, I can direct them, help them. Sometimes I don't know, and I mm-hmm. walk out, and I'm right in the building with a couple great agencies, and I walk down the hall and I say, mm-hmm. my God, this person doesn't have a home. Where should he turn? You know, and I'm able to help people that way. And I think we become sort of a triage for people that don't know where to turn.
Yeah, place the information and have let them know what the available resources are to them. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck upcoming fall fundraising and throughout the course of the year, because it never really stops. It's always going on.
No, Ben, mm-hmm. as a former board member, I hope we can get you involved again.
All right.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. It's Elizabeth Child, once again, with the Northfield Area United Way. Rich is coming up with local news headlines in just a moment or so. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports, that in about 10 minutes here on The Watt.